All right, week three of the NFL kicking off tonight. Miami at Jacksonville. The Jags have been pretty good, man. I bet against them two straight weeks, and it has cost me because I thought they were tanking, you know. So typical of a team like that. Not trying to tank, and then they tank. And now they're trying to tank, and they're going to start winning games. But Gardner Minshew has been playing pretty well. And you got Minshew up against Fitzpatrick. And let's be honest, when it comes to week three, you got a couple of great games. Like Packers, Saints, Sunday night, that's outstanding. Two great teams, two great quarterbacks.
Too.
But it's all about the Monday nighter, right? Like it just feels like we're waiting to get to Monday night, Kansas City, Baltimore. And to chat about it, we're joined now by our NFL insider and analyst, longtime NFLer Jabari Greer. Does it feel that way to you, Jabari? You just wait for Monday night or what?
It's going to be awesome, man. It is. I'm glad to be back. I ain't been here in a while, man, so it's good to hear you guys.
Yeah, it's great to have you on, buddy. It's great to have you on. I mean, you look at a game like tonight, you know, it's Thursday Night Football, so people are going to tune in, but you got a read on this for us, Miami at Jacksonville. How are we supposed to get hyped for this one tonight?
You know what? I think this is a one of those games in which we need to see exactly what they're going to have to be able to prepare for the future. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's a quarterback. He's been a journeyman. He's had some success at Miami. But believe me, the Miami faithful are chomping at the bit to see Tua tackle, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we know.
Why isn't he playing, man? Like, why not
Tua,
go with him?
Tagovailoa.
There you go.
You know what? I think what's going on is obviously, you know, Brian Flores is a coach is trying to establish some consistency on his team. Tua's coming back from a major hip surgery, and I think that what you want, you never want to put a rookie quarterback, no matter how high you draft him, you don't want to put him in a bad situation where he get where his failure kind of compounds. So you have a stable quarterback. You got a team that's on the rise, a defense that's been rebuilt. And I think that what Brian Flores is trying to do is trying to get Tua enough leadership through Ron Fitzpatrick to buy his time to be able to get comfortable in the pocket when it's his time to shine.
Yeah, I think that injury concern, I mean, that goes without saying. He's coming off major hip surgery. But to your point, Jabari, like if you're in Miami, it's been lean. Like it's been lean since Marino left. You have not had a quarterback that you've been excited about. You're just dying to see this guy play.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. And I think that they need something. They were pretty good down the stretch last year. And obviously they play the New England Patriots well every year. But to be able to get some consistency in that team, they have to have a quarterback. And they're really banking on that Tua is the guy that can really get them there.
Where are you at with Brady and Breeze? We've discussed them a lot. You know, they're the elder statesmen of the league. One's 41, one's 43. They're both 1-1. I don't think they've looked great, you know, either guy. Are you concerned with both of them, one of them, none of them? Where are you at with Brady and Breeze?
I would say that I'm not concerned with Breeze at all. I think that the only thing that kind of concerned me with Breeze is the way that he performed in the playoffs last year and the first four games. But throughout the end of the season, you know, he was still one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And honestly, if you look at last game, even though they lost, the way that he put a zip on the ball, the way that he placed the football, and when they needed a score in the fourth quarter with 3 minutes to go, I mean, he drove them down eight plays with no struggle at all. You know, it looked easy. It looked a breeze, right?
Right.
And so what I see, I guess I would be more concerned with Tom Brady because you get a little ebb and flow with Tom Brady. You know, towards the end of the season last year, you know, like the last five games, man, he was looking more erratic than I've ever seen him. Now, we're talking about the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. You know, this guy, he started out this season, you know, looking a lot like last season, looking like he was throwing erratic balls and the balls weren't on the money like they usually are. But then you see this last game when him and Mike Evans finally get in sync and this guy, you know, blows up, has a great game. You know, obviously the defense gets some turnovers for him. But Tom Brady looked good. So it's like one of those guys that you never want to count out because as soon as people start turning their back on Tom Brady, I mean, this dude is one of those players that's going to prove you wrong, like no matter what. So I'm kind of hesitant to jump on that, you know, to jump on that trunk. These guys are too old trained because I have a feeling at the end of the season, we're going to be eating on words.
Jabari, what do you make of this sideshow out in L.A. with Tyrod Taylor and the doctor administering some kind of painkiller shot. He gets a punctured lung, and apparently now the reports are coming out on this team doctor that he's a bit of a mess, and this isn't the first instance. Just what do you make of the whole scenario?
Well, I think that this is, this is the new cycle that we're in. You know, people want to know exactly what's going on with their team, and ultimately they're going to make something. They're going to create. We're in a place, you know, in our culture where we try to create division. And I understand, you know, when you play the game, you know, that Toradol shot is something that, it is par for the course. I would say that every player, has moments in which they feel like they can't play. They're in pain, you know, but the nature of the game is to be able to understand the difference between being hurt and being injured. And, you know, there is incredible things incredible innovations that science has come up with to allow these guys to get out there with minimal effects on their body. But also, along with that, there are some complications, and we see that with Tyrod Taylor. That doesn't mean that, you know, Toradol is the enemy. I mean, obviously anything in moderation, but with this happening right now, this goes to show you exactly what these guys go through to give you the product on Sunday. So forget all the media sideshow. That's, you know, that is just par for the course. That's just the vision as, you know, we in the media see it. You know, that's just the story. And as they try to seek the story, they're going to say, who is the one to blame? Tyrod's not going to take the blame. The doctor's not going to take the blame. They're going to find somebody to blame. But I think as fans, what we need to see, and as reporters and as journalists, what we need to see is what these guys literally have to go through and how it can go incredibly wrong just to be able to do what they love to do on Sundays, man. It's like you put your body on the line and some things like this happen.
So do you ever, like, throughout your career and your experiences, do you even talk to the doctor about the plan, about what his, you know, options are? Or do you kind of just go in there and say, you know, I'm not feeling it, make me feel it, because I got to play in 2 hours?
Yeah, I think that that discussion goes on early in the season. When you're 3 hours, I mean, y'all know this, you know, Old Dog Noodles, you know this. I mean, when you're lacing up, getting ready for the game, you're not talking about your medical plan for the next week. You know, you're talking about, listen, man, I need to get ready, because your whole game plan is going through your mind. Like, what I need to do on third down, my first and second down preparation needs to go on. And I'm hurting, so I need to take care of this right now so I can make sure that I can still study for my preparation or for my play that's going to happen like within the next hour. So the talk about what the long-term plan would be, you know, how I'm going to prepare, how I'm going to prehab before I have to rehab my injury. That happens early. That happens Monday. That happens Tuesday, you know, when you're in the training room. But when you have to get ready for a game and it's an hour before kickoff, you just need to numb the pain.
We're chatting with Jabari Greer. The website is budweiser.ca/budbubble, and Budweiser Canada has created the Budweiser Bubble to celebrate one of the most momentous eras of professional sports with a once-in-a-lifetime viewing experience for 4 lucky groups of fans. I love this idea. I mean, I've seen it advertised a lot. Obviously, they've got you looped in here. You're involved. Are you planning on going in the bubble? Are you making a pitch? I mean, what's going on here, Jabari?
So I'll be there virtually. You know,
okay.
I'm going to be there virtually.
Okay.
And this is an opportunity because I very rarely give fans the access to ask me any type of questions they want to ask me. I can tell you how many times somebody want to ask me what it's like to face Randy Moss. Like, what is it really like to face Tom Brady? Like, do you ever wear the Super Bowl ring? Listen, you sign up, you submit your entry, your video entry, and you can ask me any question you want to ask me. Listen, but what you have to do, you got to make sure that you create a video. This is what we need to get people to understand for the Budweiser Bubble, because you can't get in where you fit in if you're not putting the video in. You know, you got to create a video introducing you and your buds in the bubble and why you deserve the ultimate sports watching vacation together. Why you and your friends need to be there. Then you have to follow at Budweiser Canada on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Then you have to share the video. Follow and then share the video on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter. But if you're like me, I'm sharing on all three. And then you have to tag #BudBubble and at Budweiser Canada. So it's going to be judged. Your video is going to be judged on creativity, on uniqueness, on entertainment level. And you got to understand, not only are they going to put you in the bubble, though, not only are they going to put you and your friends at the bubble, but they're going to pay y'all. Okay,
right.
I'm bringing my Southern Hot. They're going to pay y'all. Right? They're going to put money in your pocket. $5,000. Wow. For the lucky fan, and up to three of their buds to split. That's a lot of money, fellas. That is
yep.
a lot of, and ladies, that is a lot
absolutely.
Of money. And
absolutely.
We're signing up. We're
I
signing
think the four
up
of us should go in. Why yeah. can't we all go in here?
Exactly.
I think that's insider trade right there, though.
Yeah,
but, you
it might
know.
Be. Okay, you're right about that. Budweiser.ca/BudBubble, social media, the whole nine. That is a really, really cool idea. And we'll see where it goes. We'll see who gets in there. And hopefully it'll just be debauchery once they're into the bubble. Sure it will
go.
Be. Great stuff as always, buddy. We'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Jabari Greer. There he is. Throwing you two a shout-out.
Yeah. Oh, Noodles, y'all know this. You know, Old Dog Noodles, you know this. I mean, when you're late.
It's getting into other sports now. This is really starting to hurt the ego.
Tough.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Like,
right
I understand
away.
It. Lucic and Olchuk and Prongs and, you know, all your buddies.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. I like, legitimately, Lucic sent me a note later because somebody gave him a heads up. He was like, I'm so sorry. Like, tell Brian. Remember, I think he
it's
sent a message.
It's just natural. Like, I get it. I'm not offended at all. I understand
no,
it because it's like, you get it. You guys would know you're talking about something, and you guys would know. You're pro athletes. I mean, I was a semi-pro athlete, basically a pro athlete. So I probably should be included, but that's fine.
Well, the worst one was when someone said, you know, the Maple Leaf Gardens, like, Jamie, Jeff, you guys would know what that place is like. And then you're like, oh, like, I've never been there? Like,
that was Gino, too. That was Gino. I'm
was
like,
Gino?
What are you talking about, dude? Like, you're like me. Why are you hyping these guys up? Like, that's what
so
I. That's
fine.
What bothers me. Okay, athletes, fine. Give it the Owen Noodles. When we have reporters on, they should be like, Hayes, you know this,
right
that's like that's what should
school,
be happening.
like when you were in school, you took this, or when you, like, you guys should have your own jargon,
right? I need to get hooked up with that. I don't know who we have on tomorrow, but if
see, I would take that personally, because we're transitioning into a career. Like, we didn't take any courses for this. And if somebody said, Brian, you would know about asking this type of question, I'd say, why don't you?
You would take that personally.
Take a lot? Yeah, I would.
Okay. I wouldn't take it personally.
I would say, what am I, some kind of dummy? I don't know how to ask that question.
Well, what if it say, you know, going to break, that can be tough. Brian, you know that. Like, you have experience doing that. You have technically done it.
Yeah,
I guess.
Ins and outs. But we were making fun of that Zoom call today. Oh, you were just saying that Al's brother's friend or whatever, like, you know, they're going to
the
school
next wave.
For it.
The next wave.
They're going to school for it. We didn't go to school for broadcasting.
Right.
We,
although I didn't get invited. It's the grappler and yourself that are doing it. So maybe here I am on the outside and I need to check my role.
Well,
stay in
I
my
bet
lane.
You AK may ask you to be
well,
the
I've
next.
Done that before. I've been in there. I'm more of a kind of in the building kind of guy. I just don't have the same cachet over Zoom. You know, it's a high energy type of performance when it's in person. But again, Budweiser.ca/BudBubble. Very cool. Shout out to the Bud Bubble and Budweiser. Go get paid, watch sports, hang out with your buddies.
Do you have to?
Not bad.
Like, it's a weird question, and it may have been answered, but, like, do you need, like, a COVID test and all that to go in?
I have no idea.
Let's not like ruin the whole contest.
Yeah.
With
Brian,
that.
You would know. Do you need a COVID?
Brian,
that, this is not something that I would want to know, because I don't know.
Well, if they're creating a bubble, you would obviously, I'm hoping that, you know, it'd be a safe bubble.
Well, yeah, I guess maybe.
Way to zap the sizzle out of the contest.
It's not zapping the sizzle.
You're going to get $5,000 cash, and you're going to get all this stuff. And by the way, make sure you have your damn COVID test. You're out.
Your bud bubble is going to pop if you don't have that COVID
exactly.
test.
Exactly. Yeah. All right.
If
yeah.
you don't have the COVID test, we burn the money right in front of your face and you lose everything.
For about 5 minutes, it was real life, and we were just talking about fun stuff, and then COVID had to creep back in.
I apologize. I'm the one. I poured cold water on.
Yeah, that's all good.